The Raleigh Cigarette Program from Hollywood, starring Red Skelton, with Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra, Harriet Hilliard, and yours truly, Truman Bradley. Smokers, into Raleigh cigarettes goes everything to make the finest cigarette you can buy. You can actually see the tobaccos in Raleigh's are more golden in color. Conclusive proof of choicer, more expensive quality, as any expert will agree. And no less than 31 of these better tobaccos, each contributing its own distinctive seasoning touch, are blended into Raleigh cigarettes. And you get more out of Raleigh's, more flavor, extra richness, smoothness, mildness. But Raleigh's give you still more. Valuable golden coupons redeemable for dozens of handsome luxury premiums. Yes, more quality goes into Raleigh's. You get more pleasure, greater satisfaction out of them. To sum it all up, it pays in many ways to get the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes. Now we bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian, the star of our show, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Truman?
Oh, fine, Red, fine.
No, ain't radio silly. No kidding.
Here we've been rehearsing all day long. Twice we went over to the restaurant across the street to watch an armored truck unload a pound of butter. And we came back to the dressing room and we played a couple of games of tiddlywinky. Then we come on the air, you introduce me, and I always so surprised. I say, "Hello, Truman." I greet him like I was saying hello to a T-bone steak.
Well, I'm fine anyway, Red. Yeah. Say, Red, what? Wasn't it funny that the president took a trip instead of Mrs. Roosevelt?
Well, somebody's... Well, somebody's got to stay home and answer the phone.
Well, where do we go from here now?
Well, I don't know. Let's get to the script anyhow. Yeah. What do you say? I read this letter from Corporal Wonderful Smith.
Oh, fine.
It says, "Dear Mr. Skelton and friends, now that I've had my training, I have more time to do other things. Last week, some of the boys and myself crossed a skunk with a porcupine." There's an animal for you. He gets you coming and going. And I'll ask me what's new, and we'll get on with the show now.
What's new, Red?
Well, I have something new myself. I'm an eavesdropping Tom.
An eavesdropping Tom? What's that?
Well, that's like a peeping Tom, only but with sound. Yeah. I go around and listen to people talk.
Well, tell me, what outstanding conversation did you hear last week?
Well, last week down at the railroad station, there was a couple of fellows who just returned from Washington, D.C.
D.C.?
Yeah, D.C. That's dire confusion. And their conversations sound something like this.
Hey, come on, Denny. Your wife's really going to be mad when she sees you.
No, don't worry about her. She can handle me all right. Boy, what a day to come home. It's so foggy I can't see.
Now, listen, it isn't foggy at all. It's a beautiful day. Blue skies and a hot sun.
Yep, the sun's so hot it's even perspiring a little.
Oh, hello. John, what's the matter with you?
Now, hold on. I got these jitters from running a rivet machine at Douglas.
You really got this way from lack of sleep on the train.
Oh? Where was your berth? Over a wheel?
No, there was a midget in the upper berth over me. Kept walking in his sleep all night. He was worried because his draft board put him in 1/2A.
At least you could kiss me.
Yeah, you better not come too close to me with that Raleigh cigarette. I'll have to blow up. You know how that cheap gas is.
Gasoline?
I tried to stop him, but he said anything that hard to get ought to be good to drink.
Well, how much did you drink?
I don't know, but all my bee coupons are gone.
Well, you must have had quite a time.
What you mean?
How'd you get that black eye?
Well, it's a long story. I tried to avoid a catastrophe. I ran into a door.
Come now, you can do better than that.
All right, I was standing there minding my own business, and the door came along and took a punch at me. Well, as the Democrat senator said, I'll never go back to Washington again.
Did you have a nice trip to Washington, Mr. Nelson? I hear the Capitol's very crowded.
Yes, it is. You should have seen the room we had. So small, we had to crawl into it on our hands and knees.
Yeah, and then after we got inside, one mouse said to the other, "See what happens when you don't plug up them holes?"
Was the sort of a person who had all the right answers down pat. The kind of a fellow who makes you say, "Why didn't I think of that?" I gave her my honest opinion when she said,
"Do you like my new hat?"
And he said, "So help me on you, it looks good. Now why didn't I think of that? If I had the chance, I'd keep our romance in tune. But what's the use? I cook my goose, and he's with her on their honeymoon. I went and bought her a diamond, even furnished a 7-room flat. But he whispered, 'Darling, I love you. Why didn't I think of that?'"
She was the sort of a person who had all the right answers down pat. The kind of a gal who makes you say, "Why didn't I think of that?" I bought him a book for his birthday and a beautiful English cravat. She sent him pictures from Esquire. Why didn't I think of that? If love I'd regain, a different refrain I'd sing. But darn it all, I missed my call, and now he's bought her a wedding ring. He asked me first if I'd marry, and I said, "Well, I'll have to think about that." But she answered, "Solid, Jack. What are we waiting for?" Why didn't I think of that?
That was Harriet and Ozzie singing "Why Didn't I Think of That?"
Dedicated to the City Firemen's Union, Local 125, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the Sausage Makers Union, Local 203, San Francisco, California, for sending our products to the armed forces overseas.
Sausage makers. You know, I kind of feel sorry for those fellas nowadays. They just sit around with their hands folded. They ain't got anything to stuff.
Say, Red,
yeah?
Has there been any word about Junior?
No, he's still lost.
Well, you know, I bet his mother really feels bad, because
yeah.
Some people, you know, really get upset when they lose things.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys. One's named Mac, the other's named Hamilton. They're
yeah.
Sailors on the SS Military Secret. Mac was always losing things.
Yeah. Hey, boy, it's good to be off the boat, huh?
Yeah.
No more washing dishes, no more swabbing the deck, no more baking bunks.
Yeah, no, good to be on the land again. No more butter, no more coffee, no more meat. No more washing dishes tonight, huh?
You said it, Mac. I ain't been on shore in a long time. Say, I didn't know you had a leave coming.
Oh, sure. Didn't you hear what I told the captain? Boy, I sure told him.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, same as always. Yes, sir.
Say, Mac, what about the girls, huh? Did you contact anybody?
Sure, I got a couple of just right for us. One's tall and the other's stupid.
But which one do I get?
Huh?
Which one do I get?
Stop standing on your tiptoes and I'll tell you.
Tell me, what's your girl's name, huh?
I keep forgetting it all the time. I got it tattooed on my back someplace. Yeah, I'll just take off my shirt and see what it is.
Okay.
I keep forgetting them things ain't got no buttons on them. Okay, what's it say?
Let me see now. It says, Alice, Mary, Rose, Francis, Myrtle, and Boo Boo.
No, that ain't them. Look over on my shoulder blade.
There's nothing over there except a picture of a Gladstone bag.
That's her, Gladstone. Boy, what a bundle. Well, here's the place we're supposed to meet the girls. Hey, now be careful what you say, because these girls are very shy.
Shy, huh?
Yeah, they're just like shrinking violets in a little dell.
Gee, look, Mabel, 2 pair of pants.
Yeah, ain't they cute? Come on in, fellas. Oh,
put me down.
Hey, Mac, I thought you said they were like shrinking violets in a little dell.
Yeah, somebody must have planted a stinkweed while I was gone. Well, we'll make the best of it, huh?
Yeah,
Hey, you're a nice girl. What do you do for a living, huh?
I'm a stenographer.
Oh, then that explains your swivel chair hips.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Not only that, but that roll-top desk in the front, too.
Oh, thank you.
Say, don't you ever get insulted?
No, not until after I've had dinner.
Yeah.
Well, shall we go?
Yeah, let's go, huh? Wonderful thing, these rocket ships. Well, here's the nightclub.
Hey, Mac, I've been here before. They're very particular here. Yeah? And the prices.
Oh, don't worry, Hamilton. I got money. But boy, oh boy, no washing dishes tonight. This is our night to howl.
Ooh. Are you a wolf?
Who, me? No, I'm a sailor. Don't look at me like that either. Well, let's go in.
Good evening. Your bill is $14.50.
We just came in.
We have a threshold charge. Would you like a table?
Yeah, we'd like a nice long banquet table.
But there are only 4 of you.
I know, but I like to lay down after a meal.
I think I ought to tell you that everything is a la carte here.
A la carte? Not me, brother. I gotta eat off a table. Come on, I'll just sit down here, huh? Whoa!
Oh, hey, stupid. You sat down in a chair marked wet paint.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be another $5 for ruining the paint.
I'll get up. Look what happened.
Sorry, that's another $5 cover charge. Here are your menus.
Okay, what are you going to have, kids? Over here's the nickel stuff.
Oh, I'm not very hungry. I think I lost my appetite.
Good.
So I'll just have some roast duck, a slab of mutton, a plate of turkey hash, cream potatoes, pie, and coffee. That'll hold me for a while.
That ought to hold you a month.
I think I'll have the same.
Yeah, ain't there a law against hoarding food?
Now, this is a rather large order. Mm. Now, not that we don't trust you, mind you, but could you pay your check in advance?
Sure, give it to me. How much is it?
$44.
Okay, $44, huh? $44.
Well, are you going to pay or not?
Sure, I got the money right. Hey, my money. It's gone. I've lost my 6 months of pay. All
I've
washing dishes for
nothing.
I
thought so. All right, then, just pay the cover charge. $5 per person.
How about it, folks?
I'm broke.
So am I.
So am I.
Well, if you gentlemen can't pay the check, we have ways of taking care of you.
Here. Now, wait a minute. You can't get away with this. Here.
All right. Get going, boys.
Okay, Hamilton. You wash, I'll dry. Here we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's always losing things. Well, here I am.
Well, look what's in Daisy Jones' chicken yard, ducks. I think I'll sneak over and get a couple of them big eggs for breakfast. I'll just crawl under this barbed wire fence. Oh, I tore my pants. Clean through to my snuggie. Well, now for some of them eggs. There's nobody looking up. See, that sure is a funny-looking chicken up there on that roof.
Hello, Clem.
Well, Daisy.
Hey, what are you doing in here?
Well, Clem, I've been losing too many eggs lately. I think somebody's stealing
them. Yeah, over on my side of town, some of my neighbors lost a pig, 20 chickens, 2 cows, and they think some dirty crook stole them.
Oh, what a shame. You ought to do something about putting a stop to that.
Yeah, I think so, too. Besides, I'm getting a little too fat anyway. Say, how you doing with your eggs, Daisy June?
Well, my chickens ain't laying. I don't know what's wrong with them.
Well, my chickens didn't lay either until I put a glass egg under them to give them the idea.
Did the glass egg make them lay?
Yep. Got the finest Christmas bulbs you ever seen. I lost a couple of my good hens last week. I fed them steel wool for chicken feed. And they laid doorknobs.
Say, Clem, speaking of losing things, did you ever find that baby picture of you?
Yeah, I brought it over with me. Here it is, and me in my three-cornered zoot suit. Oh, Daisy June, I got it upside down. Here, I'll turn it around the other way. Well, this ain't pleasing some women, is it? Well, I got another picture of me when I was a baby, too. My grandmother had me posed on a bearskin rug, but there was more skin than rug.
Let's see it.
Okay. Oh, I must have had it. Lost it here. Gee whiz. Well, I'll have a copy of it made, or I'll go down and pose again tomorrow.
Oh, Clem, you're a big grown man now. How could you pose on a bearskin rug?
Well, you could get a bigger rug, I guess.
You know, you're getting just a little jerky, just like Hitler.
Now, wait a minute. He's not one of us regular jerkies.
He's not?
No, he's just getting that way from banging his head against that wall he's got his back up to in Russia.
Here comes the car.
Yeah, stopping, too.
Is this the way to town? I've lost my bearings.
You've lost your bearings? Well, now, that's tough. Come on, Daisy June, let's help him look for them. What color were they?
No. I mean, I've been going around in a circle.
Oh, well, no, don't let that bother you. That hadn't hurt some of them boys down in Washington any. All they do is just sit around and freeze jobs. You know, I suggested that to FDR myself.
You did?
Yep.
Well, then explain how you freeze jobs.
Oh, it's very simple.
Well, yes, but how?
Oh, everybody knows how you freeze a job. You just freeze them, that's all.
Well, tell me, Clem.
Well, you just put a big job in an icebox till it gets hard. I feel sorry for a guy who wants to quit nowadays, though.
Why?
Well, he has to go up to the boss and say, I'm tired of working here. Could I get defrosted?
Hey, I hate to interrupt, but I'm still lost. You live around here?
Sure, everybody knows me. I'm Clem.
Why, sure. He got a very important job in an aircraft factory, too.
Oh, really?
Yep, I'm the last one out every night over at Lockheed.
Well, what do you do?
I lock up heat.
Listen, are you sure this is the way to town?
Sure, they take you right to the town to where you're going.
Yeah, well, how do you know what town I'm going to?
Hmm?
I said, what town am I going to?
Nosy old bird, ain't he? Say, what town are you looking for?
Schenberg?
Well, you know, I'm going to Schenberg myself.
Well, hop in, Daisy June. I'll give you a lift into town.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't letting my girl ride with no strangers.
Oh, no? Well, I can take care of you in just about 2 seconds.
Now, keep away from me, mister. I'm pretty strong. You better not get me to swinging.
Well, who's scared of you? Go ahead. Start swinging.
Okay, Buff. Mister, bye, bye, bye.
Yeah, like this.
Ooh, just for that, you can take this. And this, and this, and this, and this,
Clem,
and this.
Clem, stop that and get up. You're lying face down on the ground.
I thought he was kind of heavy for a fat man.
things, we now have Jane Newton Numbskull, who's lost his sales slip and is trying to return a collar to a department store.
I beg your pardon, but this is the information booth.
Yes, sir, it is. And the best information I can give you is see for yourself by comparing Raleigh's with any other brand that the tobaccos in Raleigh cigarettes are unmistakably more golden in color.
That's very interesting, but I want to return this collar, you see.
Is that so? Did you know that according to experts, these more golden tobaccos, the very tobaccos you can see so distinctly in Raleigh's, are choicer, more expensive?
Yeah, I didn't know that. You see, just this one collar.
Oh, not just one, but 31 of these finer tobaccos are blended into Raleigh cigarettes for unsurpassed smoothness and mildness, unrivaled richness.
Yeah, that sounds like good. I'd like to return this pound of coffee.
Oh, what was that, sir?
Yeah, I knew that would get him.
Say, wouldn't you like to buy a present for your wife? Say something like this.
Oh, no, put him down. I can't. Oh, dear. Oh, I just want to return a collar.
But think of the additional return you get with Raleigh's.
Yeah.
Valuable golden coupons redeemable for cash. 0.75 cents each or war stamps. Yes, and redeemable for dozens and dozens of handsome luxury premiums, all pictured in the big new Raleigh premium catalog. For instance, look at this beautiful bridge table.
Well,
available for Raleigh coupons.
Ooh.
Or could I interest you in a baby sleeping bag?
I don't know. I've never seen you in a baby sleeping bag. How about this collar?
Now, just think. This attractive, full-color Raleigh premium catalog can be yours absolutely free just for the asking. Simply send a postcard to Raleigh Cigarettes, care of the station to which you are now listening. And be sure to send tonight. And now, sir, you want to return a collar, don't you?
No.
Oh, no?
I want to get the pack with the coupon on the back, Raleigh Cigarettes.
Say, Red, Junior's been lost for 3 weeks now.
Yeah.
Haven't the police found him yet?
No, but they're really looking for him. Let's follow this police car going by and see what happened.
Boy, I hope your car's on the right road.
Nobody knows where I was going but me.
Right now, I was hiding in the back of a black and white Jeep with two soldiers in blue uniform driving.
Yeah, pretty dull today, eh, pal?
Yeah, no calls, no nothing. Pretty dull.
Calling all cars.
What do you want?
Pick up a small boy answering to the name of Junior.
I wonder if that's all.
Ain't that enough?
Oh, boy, what a dope I am. Riding with a law and didn't know it. Wonder what I am sitting on here. Feel kind of hard and cold. And maybe it's a gun. Boy, I really hit the jackpot that time, boy. Boy, if I owned one of these things, I'd never have to eat me spinach.
Boy, sounds like the motor's backfiring.
No, it seems to me the tires blew out. No,
I said it's a motor.
And I said it was the tires.
I could settle this, folks, but it would only lead to 30 days.
Hey, what was that? There's somebody else in this car. Hey, there is somebody in here. Quick, I'll bring the Tommy gun.
Okay, I'll bring Tommy. Now, come out of there.
Meow, meow.
What is that?
Well, it's either a talking cat or a mowing boy. Ow!
Maybe I had a snapping turtle, too.
What do you know? It's just a little boy. How did you get in this car?
Well, I got tired of walking, so I just got in.
When?
Well, when you was calling on that maid in the apartment house back there.
What's your name?
What's your name? Junior.
Well, I'm glad to know you, young man. Junior!
I wonder what I got to make everybody get. Well, boy, go at night out here in the country. Oh, look, there's a cow. I kind of thirsty. I wonder if I could fix myself a morning milk. I just crawl under this fence and get me a little hat full. Oh, what? Hey, how come I overhear me panties over there? Hello there, Mr. Cow. How's chances? I do hope that means yes. Now, you stand still while I put me a little hat under you fortune. Now, don't kick me. Now, that's a nice cow there. Now, it's all set. Okay, cow, let her go. Come on. Come on, cow. Give. Make with the milk. No wonder there's a butter shortage. This thing won't cooperate. Hey, maybe that's what the tail is for. I'll pump it like a pump. Listen to that. I bet he ain't been milking years. Boy, oh, boy. Oh, look what's coming. Here comes another cow. Oh, he's got a ring in his nose. That must be the bull. Howdy, Mr. Bull. I was just trying to talk your wife out of some vitamins here. Oh, boy, do you need a Kleenex. What you staring at me red hair for? Don't you like it? Did he say yes or no? Here, get away, get away. Don't you butt me. Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Get away. Look, if you don't like me red hair, why don't you aim for that, huh? Oh, here he comes again. I'll skinny up this apple tree. Boy, I hope he don't run into it. Now, you see, you got your horn stuck in the tree. Yeah, that's what you get for picking on widow kids. Now, just for that, I'm going to slide down and kick you, boy. One, two, three. Boy, them cows are pretty fast when it comes to kicking, ain't they?
Well, my goodness, Daisy June. Come look and see what just dropped in out of the sky.
Well, who are you, little boy?
Well, I ain't a parachute jumper.
But you fell from above. You must be a little angel.
She don't know me very well, does she, boy?
See, where did you come from, little boy?
The stork brought me.
Why, you're not a baby anymore. How could the stork bring you?
Well, he got his claws stuck in my three-cornered pants, and he's been flying around for years.
What's your name, little fella?
Junior.
Are you hungry?
Yes, ma'am. I've been trying to milk you cow out there, but none of the forces said homogenized, so I didn't know what it was.
Well, just make yourself to home.
Now, she ought to know better than that. Yeah, I think I'm going to like it here.
Well, didn't you like it at home?
Yeah, but there's nothing left to break. This is all virgin territory.
You know, I bet your mummy misses you.
Yeah, but I'm on a mission. I can't go home.
Well, I'm going to have Clem take you home.
Yeah, Clem? Who's him?
Well, here's his picture.
My goodness, if you hadn't told me, I'd have swore that's the way Tokyo's going to look when they get through with it.
Oh, you'll like Clem. He's a lot of fun.
Yes?
He'll show you how to make your Adam's apple go sideways.
Oh, that's nothing. I'll show him how to take it out and peel it.
Now, you just sit down here and don't touch anything. Mama back is turned, will you?
She's a trusting old soul, ain't she? No, I got to go now because I'm sleepy.
You are? Yeah. Well, then come on in here and lie down till Clem gets here.
Oh, don't bother. I'm not going to sleep here.
Oh, yes, you are. I'll make up the bed after a call Clem.
No, I don't want to stay. Well, here I is, all alone. And me little brain just sent out a message. Now's your chance. Boy, this is the first time I've ever been on tour. Oh, look, a goldfish bowl. Here I is in a new house, new surroundings, new people. But the same old Junior.
Junior, what did you break?
Meow, meow.
That's funny. We ain't got no cat.
It almost worked. It almost worked. I better get out of here, because I ain't going to sleep here anyway, and there's no use messing up that bed. I just crawl out the window over here. I went away.
Here comes Dave, Junior. Well, for land's sakes, he's gone. Oh, dear me. I wonder where he's gone to.
Gee, it sure is dark. I can't see anything. Boy, it sure is dark in this woods. I'm going to sleep there, too. That was real, boy. That wasn't one of them Hollywood wolves. Oh, I ain't scared, though. I is brave. Only a coward would be afraid to sleep in the woods. I wonder what my mummy's doing. I wonder if there's any bears or lions in that wood. Oh, I'm not afraid. I wonder if there's any lions. Well, that answers me question. Oh, but I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. What's that breathing down my neck? Oh! Well, you got that bed ready, Daisy June?
Pipe smokers, here's the way to relax these busy days. Pipe smokers, you'll hit a new high in smoking pleasure the first time you smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. It's smooth and mild, packed with a rich nut-like flavor. Satisfying and mellow, Sir Walter Raleigh never bites your tongue because it's made from a blend of extra choice, selected Burleys. And the aroma of Sir Walter Raleigh is pleasing to everyone. It's the quality pipe tobacco of America. Try Sir Walter Raleigh tonight.
This is Red Skelton saying, let's show our president and Mrs. Roosevelt that we'll stick by them and give them dimes to the Infantile Paralysis Fund.
Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is the National Broadcasting Company.